Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Tyler Morgan Show on Relentless Daring Media Network.
Welcome back to Land of Bourbon and Bad Decisions. This is the Tyler Morgan Show, live on Twitch.tv, or you're watching later on YouTube or Rumble, unless my live feed does something wonky like it's done the last few weeks. I really can't explain why it decides it's going to cut off on me, but it does. But yeah, I try to get that up there on YouTube. If you're new to YouTube, please hit the like or the subscribe button, like the video, hit the bell to get notifications. All the good, awesome stuff that I ask with YouTube. Rumble, again, subscribe and, you know, get notifications there. Or maybe you're listening to this on podcast. This is your first time. Be sure to hit the subscribe button. That way you get all the episodes. Or maybe you want some ad-free content. Might I suggest go to patreon.com/Tyler Morgan Show. Sign up there. Then you'll get ad-free episodes. You will get the extra shots, the bonus material that I put out from time to time, and early access to any kind of interviews that I might happen to be able to snag. So, before I get into it, I got to tell you about something near and dear. Now, normally, it would be coffee, starting off the show with the APR, but I want to talk to you about what I'm using to get this wonderful, lush beard starting to grow back in. That would be Blue Collar Beardsman Beard Oil. This is handcrafted beard oil. Not just went out and got some argan oil, threw some scents in it, and said, here you go. 2 years of development went into these. And if you sign up for the monthly subscription, I hate to tell you this, but for May, the Sparky, the wonderful blend of Sour Patch Kids, pink lemonade, lemon lime soda, and the other flavors that went into it, you have missed out. However, as part of the subscription, if you sign up for it, there will be a special flavor released every month. Check them out, bluecollarbeardsman.com, where they produce beard oil that works as hard as you do. All right, so getting into things out of this last week has been a week of gaslighting. Now, if you tell the gaslighters that they've been gaslighting you, they'll say, no, there's no way I've been gaslighting you. It's all in your head, which is oddly sounds like gaslighting. But you know, we've been seeing it. Last week, it started with Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau come out and talk about, well, I never had any mandates. We made suggestions. We never forced anyone to get the vaccines. Meanwhile, there were truckers who were protesting in Ottawa about being forced to get vaccines so that way they didn't have to come across the American border. Now keep in mind, these truckers, they would leave Canada, go to the United States, where they were free to go drive to their destination, make their delivery, pick up the next load, bring it back into Canada, and if they were unvaccinated, they would be forced to sit at the border crossing for 2 weeks. So, no. No mandates. Oh, you want to use public transportation. You want to take a train, you want to fly on an airplane, guess what? You got to be vaccinated. But no. It's not mandates. We didn't force anyone to do it. We just made it really uncomfortable for them if they didn't do what we wanted. You know, we didn't threaten jail time. We didn't threaten this, that, and the other. We just said, yeah, you can't do these things. Well, that would be like, telling me that if I didn't get the jab, I couldn't go to work. Now, I'm not telling you you have to get the job, but you want a paycheck, right? Now, granted, maybe these aren't mandates put out explicitly by Trudeau. However, there's this wonderful thing about when private corporations and the government collude to control the populace. I've heard this before somewhere. I think it starts with an F. Fascism? Fashionistas? I don't remember. It's all so blurry in my head. But Trudeau, and the sad part is, he is on camera saying, we are going to do this. We are going to mandate. He actually used the words in the 2021 video clips that have been surfacing and running rampant all over the interwebs that, yes, we're going to mandate this. It's kind of like the United States. Well, we didn't mandate anything, but hey, Mr. Djokovic, if you want to come and play in the U.S. Open, you will have your shot. You will have the jab. Even though you played in it last year when there was no vaccine, yeah, you're going to do this. I know Australia just did you dirty, but we're going to do the same. And it's not just Kim in the live chat, Castro Jr. is following his daddy. Ah, yes, except with fewer executions. Yes, that's right. All the communism without the executions. That is Castro Light. Get your Castro Light today north of the border in Canada. But it wasn't just Castro Jr., Trudeau, Turdo, whatever you want to call his blackface wearing monkey suit wearing butt. You also have the king of all that was COVID. You have I Am Da Science himself, Saint Anthony, the Emperor God King, Saint Anthony Fauci of DCC. Kim says, well, euthanasia is sort of executions. Ah, yes, euthanasia, the leading cause of death in Canada last year. Euthanasia, get yours today. No, do not go get euthanasia. To me, death with dignity is not having a doctor inject you full of stuff that makes your heart stop. It is being at home surrounded by your loved ones. That is true, death with dignity. But I digress. So Anthony Fauci is coming out. I didn't close any schools. I didn't suggest this, blah, 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 blah. Never wants to show me where I closed the school. Well, okay. First of all, slow your roll there, Doc. No one is accusing you personally of closing the schools. However, there were lots of suggestions that you made, Dr. Fauci, that were then implemented by various members of the Trump and later the Biden administration as the head advisor on the COVID task force. Huh. Weird. The lead advisor for the COVID task force makes a suggestion to an arm of the federal government who then enacts that suggestion. or makes a suggestion to the states, and the states heed those suggestions, but you didn't personally do it. You're right. I will give you that. But you can't deny all of the freaking times that you, Anthony Fauci, came out and said, yeah, we need to close this down. We don't need this. You gotta wear two masks. If one mask works, two masks is better than one. Come on. We're not freaking stupid. Have you never heard the expression, the internet is forever? You are on YouTube, Rumble. You're on all these news sites. There are interviews with you. Granted, the interviews can be doctored to, you know, delete certain things. But they have the wonderful, wonderful Wayback Machine. The Wayback Machine is a miracle worker, man. It could take stuff that you said never happened, that was printed in an article. The article was deleted because it makes you look bad. But you know what? Like I said, the interwebs are forever. All they got to do is get in the Wayback Machine, pull up that article that conveniently was deleted that is contradicting what you're saying today. Now, I'm not saying this has happened, that there are interviews newspaper articles online and news articles online for like CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, whoever would have run the interview and ran the article, that I'm not saying they would have been deleted to protect the wee little man, the Italian leprechaun, but I'm just saying it is perfectly feasible this could have happened because they've done it before. Oh, crap, we shouldn't have said that. Delete it, delete it, delete it. Then someone comes back with the Wayback Machine. Ooh, yeah, you know how you said that you didn't say that, and there's no article on the interwebs. Well, we found this article, so,
No, you look like an idiot.
Yeah. A quote from Grumpy Old Men for Fauci. He should pull his lip over his head and swallow. Oh, man, that's one of my favorite roles from Walter Matthau. Thank you! That made my evening. A little bit more than Whistle Pig Rye Whiskey is making my evening. But the fact that these guys come out here and they know that they are on camera, they know they've given the interviews that say X, Y, and Z, blah, blah, blah. I never said this. And then they turn out and say, you know, it's mind-blowing. It is the very definition of gaslighting. How is this not the dude who goes and punches his wife in the face because he can't control his temper? And then he says, I'm sorry I punched you in the face, but you made me just so angry I just couldn't deal with it, and I lashed out because of you. It's your fault you got punched in the face. I mean, come on. Really? We going to do this. And then they keep doing this through all these, corporatist mandates. You know, OSHA. OSHA's not going to mandate that you get the jab. No, 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 no. However, they're going to tell employers, if you have over X number of employees, if your employees do not get the jab, they will personally be fined as well as the company. And then the company's leftover barrel. Crap, what do we do? We don't want to force our employees to do this if they don't want to. But at the same time, we have to protect ourselves. It's that F word again. Fashionistas, machismo, fascism. It completely eludes my mind what this word is. But anywho's. And this is something I went through. Because, a little secret between you and me, This is not my full-time job. I do this part-time, one day a week. So I have to have an actual job that pays these bills. Unless you subscribe on Patreon, patreon.com/TitleMortgageShow, or make a donation at ko-fi.com. If you go there, oh yeah, the link to the Ko-fi is in the show notes. Check it out. Or PayPal me. I have a link to the PayPal in the show notes as well. Or realhonestdaring.com/donate. Anyways, so I'm at work and I had gotten the jab because I thought this is the right thing to do. My wife got COVID. My next door neighbor got COVID. He was 80 years old when he got COVID. It damn near killed him. Tracy Chapman's fast car. Is that the F word? The F phrase that I'm looking for. I don't think so. I don't know. I just don't know. I'll never figure it out. Damn it. But my neighbor got really super sick. It damn near killed him. He had the COVID. Then it turned into pneumonia. And so when the vaccine came out, I was like, oh, man, I hemmed and hawed for months. It became available for everyone to get the shot in the summer of 2021. And I did not get mine until October 2021. Then I finished up the initial series in November because I was concerned and, you know, we didn't have all the data that we do now on the jabs. I wish I knew then what I know now. I certainly wish I did. I would not have gotten it. But c'est la vie. You know, the past is prologue. It is what it is. Hindsight's 2020. I have to move on. But when the OSHA mandates went into effect prior to being struck down by the Supreme Court, like the next day or a couple days later, my boss, or the plant manager, was calling departments into the break room one at a time to say, all right, here's the deal. We have put this off as long as we can, but as of today, here's the bottom line. We still do not want to make you. We will not fire you if you do not get the jabs. But if OSHA comes in and they want to see those records that theoretically, it's a HIPAA violation to turn in to your place of employment if you have the COVID jab. But if they look at those records and they see that you're not vaccinated, you will get fined and we will get fined. And ultimately, if the fines pile up enough, we have to make a decision what is best for the company, you or paying those fines. He hated it, absolutely hated it. So, you know, a few days later, when the Supreme Court ruled that, no, this mandate is unconstitutional and it will not be enforced, I texted him. I said, hey, guess what I just heard from the Supreme Court, and sent him the article. And then he went around telling everybody, nix the mandates. But, you know, Fauci never shut a factory down. Although I very distinctly remember during COVID, one of our rival companies shut down. And guess who won the contract to make their products? We did. So, why was it shut down? Oh, yeah, too many people got COVID. You got to close the plant now for two, three weeks to sterilize it. Blah, 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 blah. It was insanity. And then now on top of it, the ultimate pusher for any kind of lockdown, Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, spent how many years advocating, pushing for, declaring that schools need to stay closed? When Texas opened schools, when Missouri opened schools, when Florida opened the schools back up, who was there on the front lines on CNN, MSNBC, pardon me, CBS, just absolutely ridiculing these governors for opening the states because, oh my God, it's got to be so much worse. The COVID's going to spread so bad. Ah! She was there every day. And then there's communications that get leaked, emails, showing that really Randy Weingarten was not concerned one iota about stopping the spread of COVID. No, 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 no. Turns out she was trying to hold the schools hostage for better pay for the union members. But again, she was out on CNN. I wish I had this on YouTube. She was on CNN talking about how I just want the schools to open back up. Since February of 2020, all I wanted was kids to be at school. And the CNN contributor, I don't have the article pulled up. It doesn't have, again, doesn't have the YouTube. It's a former Bush administration official who he just nailed her to the wall, man. It's like, what are you talking about? You weren't advocating for keeping schools closed. I had my wife and I have four kids. We had to learn how to teach them because we are not teachers. And on top of it, they have needs that we weren't sure on how to teach. So I'm going to assume his kids were in special ed for reasons. And that's not, I'm not disparaging him or his kids. If his kids are special needs and they needed those resources, and Randy Weingarten was the one keeping schools closed and preventing them from getting the proper resources they needed. Randy's got to answer that question at some point. Believe me, I have a special needs child. I have a son with autism. Have you ever tried to teach math to a child who can look at a problem and tell you what the answer is? He does not have to calculate it out. He does not have to show his work because that is -7. That is -1/5. That is 1/5. My child's brain is amazing. Believe me, years of, you have to show your work, but I know the answer. We didn't have those resources. And on top of it, my wife is a special education teacher. She was having to teach special ed classes via Zoom. Yeah. For the rest of that semester in 2020, she was doing her job and then turning around when she was done teaching our kids, making sure they were getting their homework done, make sure their stuff was being turned in, make sure it was uploaded to the Google Docs, the Google Classroom page. The difference is between my wife and that former Bush administration official While my wife did not have a special education degree yet, she was still doing classes. She at least had a heads up and was already working as a teacher when she was having to teach our kids when she would complete teaching her actual students. Millions of Americans, for the first time in their lives, are being confronted with what is going on with our schools. From, you know, the craziness that they would hear on these online classes, these Zoom meetings with the students and their teachers, and go, wait, what'd she just say? What did your teacher just mention there, Jimmy? To actually reading the books and going, okay, I don't know how they're teaching you to do math right now, little Johnny, but here's how we did it. It's far easier and takes way less steps. Just do it this way. Which, oddly enough, 2020 was when we started hearing about all these very woke ideologies getting pushed on the kids because, again, the kids are home where parents can hear the lessons, where parents are having to go through the books and help their kids with their lessons. And suddenly, parents became very involved in schools again. So I will say that is a blessing that came out of COVID. Parents actually who prior to COVID and being home with their kids would never take the time to go through their kids' homework with them. Whatever, that's they learn it. That's what the teachers get paid for. So again, the flare up in the culture wars thankfully happened because of COVID. And then, to top it all off, when Fauci was saying he never shut anything down, who remembers having to have a piece of paper from the government stating that you were an essential employee and, yes, you were cleared to be going to work? I remember the first 90 days of COVID. Those interstates are just no one there. There might be a semi or two on them, but going to work, you didn't have to pass anybody. And, you know, I had that paper folded up in my truck. I think it's still in my truck. I mean, the whole idea that, who suggested shutting all these places down? It was Fauci. And then it turns out that all of it was pointless. The guy standing out front of Walmart counting people in. The other guy standing at the other door counting people out. Saying, all right, five out, send five more in. One, two, three, four, five. All right, y'all are in. And then being forced, walking with the tape arrows on the floors. I mean, there's still tape residue down in my local grocery store. It is 2023, and you find places where the glue hasn't come up yet, even after almost 2 years of the tape being pulled up and mopping over it. That did nothing to save anyone's lives. Paper masks, the actual medical masks that you get at the doctor's office, the cloth masks, the neck gaiters, none of that did anything to save a life. It's scientifically proven it did nothing. But it was foisted on us by, I am science. You will listen to me because I'm Anthony Fauci. I'm 5'1". My father was a leprechaun and my mother was a midget. You will do what I say. Now, What is the definition of gaslighting again? Besides just an out and out piss on you and tell you no, it's raining.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
I take a week off and I forget to hit that mute button before trying to speak. For those of you listening on podcasts, that was the bill of my hat smacking my microphone because I had to thump something. Oh my goodness. Let's see. I've got to figure out where I'm at here because, social contagions. We just got done talking about other contagions. So let's talk social contagions. I brought it up before on the show that studies have shown that transgenderism going through a school is a social contagion. It is the hip, cool thing to do when you see one child that is identifying as trans, and then suddenly you have two, then four, then eight, then 16. It's explodes exponentially after a while. And this is a conversation I was having with my daughter earlier today, you know, about how, and she sees it. She sees it at school where you'll have the one at the beginning of the year, and then suddenly there's like, in a very small school, you know, I'm talking, her graduating class will be like 30 to 40 kids. And suddenly you go from one kid in the high school, which, you know, at 40 kids a grade at, you know, there's 6 grades in that school, 200 students, start with one or two kids, and suddenly you have, you know, 10 identifying as trans, non-binary, or all that. Well, that's a really weird numbers game. And as my daughter pointed out, I was like, yeah, they're mostly girls. It's like, huh, mostly girls. Kind of like when you start with one student who develops anorexia because, you know, trying to fit in with the skinny kids, and then suddenly there seems to be a rash of teenage girls with anorexia or bulimia because they're all trying to fit in. Or teen suicides. Teen suicides is probably the most tragic of social contagions because, oh my God, my life is horrible. I'm going to kill myself. That spreads through depressed teenagers like a plague. She's also, there's a study, I don't have the article, study showing that, you know, more than 20% of high schoolers identifying as not straight. That's really, really weird. Now, I do have to ask, you know, what are their criteria for being not straight? Are you just trying to fit in with all your homies who they trying to fit in said, oh man, I'm bi. No man, I'm pansexual. If it has a pulse or you can cook dinner on it, I want to have the sexes with it. I mean, if it's a teenage boy, if it has a pulse and you can, you know, cook breakfast on it, he's probably going to want to make the sexes with it anyways, but that's just, yeah, teenage boys being crazy, wild hormone monsters who don't know what the heck they're doing. And a stiff breeze makes them excited. But it really, you just got to wonder how much of this, like I said, is a, Kim, pansexual is attracted to pans? That's the joke, because pan is in the name. Now, if it was a pansexual, they'd be attracted to a certain administrative assistant who works at a Dunder Mifflin. But that's why I didn't say a pansexual. Oh, dude, my ADD is off the charts tonight. I'm everywhere. Squirrel! But you have to ask, how much does wanting to be part of the IT crowd really drive transgenderism? Because you have people who don't want to be that outsider. They don't want to be the person who's thought of as a jerk, the person who's thought of as, well, you're not inclusive. So they act in a way that brings that attention, that positive feedback that they're looking for. And one of the things that has been showing up is these pro-gay badges. They're an ally badge, if you will. Pennsylvania School District announced its partnership Wednesday with the nation's largest teachers union to launch an LGBTQQIA2+ ad infinitum initiative, giving teachers ally badges that provide resources to gay students. Norristown Area School District, NASD, launched the I'm Here initiative, created by National Education Association's LGBTQQIA2+ Ad Infinitum Caucus, which provides teachers and faculty ally badges featuring a pride flag, according to a school press conference. The I'm Here badges display a QR code for students to scan, which takes them to the NEA LGBTQIA2+ Ad Infinitum Caucus website that provides resources on coming out and sexual education. It is my hope that all of our staff will voluntarily participate to wear the I'm Here badge so that we want to provide safe spaces with safe people willing to support all students and our staff members, and in particular our LGBTQQIA2+ ad infinitum students and staff. Christopher Dormer, NASD superintendent, said at the press conference, "This is what being part of the NASD family truly means. We care about each other and we value everyone for who they are." The NEA LGBTQQIA2+ ad infinitum caucus I'm Here website provides resources on teen suicide related to sexual orientation, which is good, because obviously, some of the issues that drive the spike in doing things to be accepted by your peers, such as, I don't know, declaring yourself gay when you're not, because I'm sure it happened. Actually, you know what? I know that happens because my daughter, again, go back to her, has a friend who did the trans thing for a couple years, and it's like, I'm not trans. I was just going through a thing. There's hope. But many trans students, trans teenagers, have other mental health issues. And then they go to these clinics that they don't care about the depression. They don't care about the bipolar. They don't care about the whatever it is. Oh, you think you're in the wrong body? Well, here, take this estrogen, Timmy. Oh, we will call you Tanya from now on. Okay, take this estrogen, Tanya, and it will make you better. And then come back in a few months and we'll do surgery. We'll remove your doodads and your dingle dangles and we'll, you know, give you a fake hoo-ha. We'll call it a day. But they assume the depression is coming from the gender dysmorphia because, well, I have the gender dysphoria. Therefore, that's what's causing the depression. If we give the students the hormones and the surgeries that affirm the gender they think they are, it'll fix the depression. Well, it turns out that's not very accurate because 40%. Oh, wait, no. I'm getting my facts twisted here. There's multiple studies on this. There's one study that shows within the first 12 months of transitioning, the risk of suicide by a trans teen drops by 50%. Gee, it's almost like a honeymoon phase, if you will. Well, I started doing this. Life is great. Blah, 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 blah. But they never treat the underlying issues. They don't get antidepressants. They don't go to therapy that focuses on why they have depression or how to cope with the symptoms of being bipolar, how to deal with the manic periods, the deep, dark depression periods where you can't get out of bed. There's so much that gets pushed off because, we got to transition you. Here, take all these drugs. They're going to drive your hormones crazy, which will make the suicidal thoughts go, woo! We don't do that. But in a long-term study, like a 20-year study of trans people and suicides, trans people are 4 times more likely to commit suicide if they went through the full, transition than those who identified as trans, did not begin a transition plan, and they came to accept their own bodies and maybe, okay, I'm really a straight lady. I'm really a straight man. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay lady, whatever the case may be. And once they accepted who they were, their likelihood of suicide just completely falls apart. But again, the likelihood of those who did a full-on transition of committing suicide is 4 times larger than the base population. That should say something. So, yeah, I'm glad that those pins, you scan that link and it takes you to a page that talks about teen gay suicide. Because believe me, teenagers are awful to each other. Teenagers don't know what's going on in their own freaking brains. If you're a normal teenager, without issues, you need counseling because you're going to have some issues and your brain just didn't know how to function. So I'm glad for that. But then there's like a list, like links to resources and books. And some of the books, like in the elementary age books, Losing Uncle, I think it was Losing Uncle Timmy. Losing Uncle Tim. Yes, because my five-year-old needs to learn about losing their gay uncle to AIDS. Mm-hmm. Now, this, I went through that list earlier, the books, and granted, they didn't have any of the more risque titles, you know, genderqueer or anything like that on it, which I wouldn't shock me if it was. But like some of the links in there, you know, it talks about not just, you know, sexual education. When that says sexual education, it's sexuality education, as in the actual act of sex, not the mechanics. You know, I'm going to go into some of the stuff that's mentioned as far as acts. But it's not good. And why? Now, I'm sure the superintendent really does want every teacher to wear it voluntarily, because then he doesn't have to make you do it. He doesn't have to cause a stink, because being in Pennsylvania, I'm sure there's a Christian contingent that would take exception to, you mean I have to wear this stupid badge? Well, why would I do that? I don't believe that's wrong. That's morally reprehensible. Ooh, yeah, see, about that, now we can fire you because that's hate speech. Huh. Kim says, Pink Floyd has a lyric that I like to quote on a regular basis, which is, leave them kids alone. I like to say, how can you have any pudding if you didn't eat your meat? So, food for thought. But yeah, the whole idea that teachers have to be completely affirming, that doctors have to be completely affirming in all of this. I'm sorry. You want me to affirm your gender? You are a dude in a dress. I should know. I saw one of those at my daughter's prom tonight, and kind of like, it was such a distraction. Like, he's not fooling anybody. That Adam's apple is the size of an actual apple. It's huge. Ally badges are just glorified pieces of flair. They're not even wearing 14 pieces of flair, which is the minimum. Look at him. He's got 31 pieces. But yeah. And then it's, this article goes on, the union's LGBTQIA2+ ad infinitum caucus website also offers information on starting a gay straight alliance club within the school. The National GSA Network has been previously criticized for teaching that capitalism creates systemic power and leads to oppression of the LGBTQIA2+ ad infinitum community. Yes, because nothing says you're oppressed like giving you an opportunity to succeed. It's very simple. You wear the badge. It tells any student, I stand with you. I'm not going to judge you. I accept you for who you are, and I'm a person you can talk to and come to. Lee Spears, president of the Education Association of Norrisville Area, ENA, NEA local affiliate, said at the press conference. In September 2022, despite parental backlash, Hilliard City Schools in Columbus, Ohio, permitted teachers to wear the I'm Here badge provided by their local union chapter affiliated with the NEA. Several parents filed a lawsuit against school in January 2023, which asked court to order teachers to stop wearing the badges. Ah, yes, Aerosmith did have a song talking about dudes looking like the ladies. Well, specifically one dude, Bret Michaels of Poison. Yes, yes. Because from behind, with long flowing blonde hair, Brett looked like a lady. And Steven Tyler started flirting with what he thought was a lady and turned out to be a very upset. Very, very upset. Oh my God. All right. Automod has kicked in. So if you have not heard the story, there was a guy applying for a school district job, a school job as a teacher. He had the job until he addressed the school board and told the school board, ladies and gentlemen, or thank you, ladies, however. The Automod held a message for reason, misogyny. Clicking allow will post to the chat. Kim said Aerosmith has a song talking about dudes looking like ladies. Looking like ladies was just declared misogyny by the Twitch Automod. Have we lost our ever flipping minds? I am clicking the allow because suck it, nerds. You're going to get it, Twitch. I'm putting it up there because freedom of freaking speech. And yes, the double flip off that I just gave Twitch will not be edited out for YouTube or for Rumble. Suck it, nerds. Oh my God, I cannot believe that just happened. I will be making sure to clip this and release it as a little short thing to share on the Twitters and the socials because of how dumb, how utterly stupid it was. All right, so now that I've had my last little bit of... I'm out of whiskey. So now that I've had my opportunity to get that last little rant out of my system, woo, spicy. Gotta love a good rye. Just kind of the spiciness of the rye, just kind of so good. And that's like really fruity too, by the way. So if you ever want to try Whistle Pig 6-year piggyback, I highly recommend. I really need to do an episode of that for the Whiskey Pod. Crazy. Maybe I should work on that tonight while I'm not doing anything else. Kim says she did not get that message. Don't worry, I did, and I had the freak out moment for it. So again, thank you for tuning in tonight. If you were part of the show here in the live chat, thank you so very much for hanging out, listening to me rant, ramble, and carry on. I appreciate the support. Again, if you are watching this on Rumble or YouTube, hit the subscribe buttons, hit the bells to get the notifications. If you're listening to this on podcasts, I ask you to say 4 things every week. I can't do that in a single breath. I had to take a breath. I ask for you to do the same 4 things every week. Number one, if you are new to the show, please hit the subscribe, follow, like button, whatever it happens to be on your podcast platform. Once you have done that, please, I'm asking very nicely to rate the show 5 stars. I'll accept 4, 3, and below. We need to have a talk. You can DM me via Twitters at FakeTylerMorgan or at RDMediaPods. DMs are open on both of those accounts, so we can talk about why you think I'm a 3-star or less. Once you have rated it, please, the number 3 thing, review it. Say something nice about the show. Offer some constructive criticism. If you just want to drag me in the comments in the on your rating or on your review, that's fine. I will probably screenshot it and share it because I will be making fun of you when you do. It's just who I am, and hate and discontent is what my greatest contribution to man are. Once you have done all that, please share this show, send this episode to a friend who you think will absolutely enjoy it. Tag Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Randy Weingarten, or Justin Trudeau with this episode. That way that he can hear me calling them out on their bullcrap about how, well, we didn't mandate nothing. Again, thank you so very much for listening. And as always, stay relentless.
The Tyler Morgan Show is a Relentless Daring Media production. The Tyler Morgan Show is supported by its listeners. To support the show, go to ko-fi.com/Tyler Morgan Show to donate there, or relentlessdaring.com and hit the donate button at the top of the page to set up your donation. All music used in the Tyler Morgan Show is used with permission from purpleplanet.com, link in the show notes. 2 Timothy 1:7.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kayla Itsinis. I'm Kyla Itsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.